This is The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford. Hello again, and welcome to The Beat, where we talk with our CCSO employees about current events and what they do for the Sheriff's Office. I am joined here today by...
Scott Eubanks. I'm the captain in Internal Affairs.
It was not a trick question. You did great. Good job.
Thank you.
So what is internal affairs?
So basically, it's we check the integrity of the office and the employees that work within the sheriff's office. We investigate complaints when they come in. Without integrity, you don't have a deputy sheriff. So we are constantly, basically checking to make sure that they're doing their job like they're supposed to. If you were to lose that, you lose public trust. Mm-hmm. And we want to ensure that the sheriff's office maintains a public trust. So it's just a mechanism within the sheriff's department to constantly check the sheriff's department, protect the citizens.
Mm-hmm. When you say complaints that you do investigations on, is that complaints specifically from the public or from within, or?
It can come from wherever. Sometimes we've gotten anonymous complaints from deputies within the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. When we're investigating a complaint, we will keep it as anonymous as we can. But at some point in an investigation, we may have to divulge certain information because we wouldn't be able to investigate it otherwise. We get complaints that come in through email, and we get complaints that where people will actually walk right into the OD, the officer of the day, and they'll give a complaint right then, and then it ends up coming back to internal affairs.
Mm-hmm. What's the scope of investigation on that?
So it depends. So I'm the captain in there, then I have a lieutenant that works for me, and then I have four other sergeants that are the investigators in there. We have two that are from the jail, and we have two that are on the law side. Then we also have polygraphers in there as well. We have two working polygraphers. So what we do is when the complaint comes in, we determine whether it's something that internal affairs is going to work itself based on the severity of it, like if it has something to do with corruption or it has something to do with some kind of criminal aspect or excessive force or something like that, then sexual harassment, those kind of things, hostile work environment. We usually would do something like that because it's so expansive and so many people need to be talked to in situations like that. But a lot of the times, if it's something that involves demeanor, we will send it back to the frontline supervisor, which would be like the sergeant on patrol or the lieutenant on patrol, or whether they're in CID, Criminal Investigative Division, or warrants or somewhere else. We'll determine where it goes, what the type of complaint is, and then we'll forward it on, or we'll work it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between what you do and what HR does?
HR does a lot of basically just the hiring that they do, but we're really an integral part of what HR does. We do a polygraph on every employee that ends up working for the sheriff's office. Our polygraph section is so good that we actually do it for other agencies as well. Mm-hmm. So we do them for Colleton County sometimes we do them for Berkeley County. It helps us to weed out some people that should not be involved in law enforcement in any aspect, whether it's a civilian job or it's the law enforcement side. Did I answer your question? I don't know. Sorry, I got off on a tangent there. I was
no, it's running fine. Along. Yeah, so we were talking about the difference between you guys and HR. So okay. Do aids HR
in
the
helps
hiring
them.
Process.
Yeah, it helps them. And then they do their own background check and some of the stuff. And then if we're hiring a deputy sheriff that has come from another agency, we do a Brady check on them. So basically, we will contact other agency and see if there were any other issues of, you know, lying, or were they terminated during an internal affairs investigation? Did they resign during an internal affairs investigation? Mm-hmm. So different things that we try to get as much background as we can on them to help HR into making a decision on whether the person should be employed here or not.
Okay. And how did you get into that?
So a little bit about me is... So I've been with the sheriff's office this July will be 27 years. So I've done a lot of different things within the sheriff's office. I started at the detention center because I had no experience with anything. When I got to the law side, I did patrol for about 5 years, and then I was in traffic for a number of years where I investigated fatalities and that stuff. I got promoted out of traffic. I went back to patrol again as a sergeant, and then I spent some time in warrants, and then from warrants the opportunity came available to be a sergeant investigator in OPS. Mm-hmm. So I went in there and I did that for 3 years, and I enjoyed it. We're not looking at it as going out and trying to find anything to hem up anybody. That's not our doing. That is something that the employee has generally done that has brought them into internal affairs. It may be a valid complaint, and it may not be a valid complaint. In some areas, there is vindication from a complaint because we can gather all the information and put it together and realize that the deputy was innocent and it was an erroneous complaint that came against him. Mm-hmm. Or in some circumstances, they shouldn't be a cop, and we've investigated the complaint as full as, you know, to our fullest ability, and then they're no longer in law enforcement. I guess I like that aspect of still gaining the public's trust by doing what we're supposed to do and using our systems of checks to ensure that we, you know, are doing the right thing. Which, if you don't have another question, I have another thing that I would like to add to that, okay. Which when we did the Citizens Academy, I think was important. And I think it's something that the public needs to be made aware of, that some of the things that we do that maybe they don't know. And like I said in an ethics class at one point that we had at the sheriff's office a number of years ago, it was kind of an open forum where deputies and supervisors could speak to one another. And one of the things that came up actually was dealt with bias complaints. Mm. And one of the deputies raised his hand to tell the instructor, well, sometimes bias complaints just get swept under the rug. At this point, I was in internal affairs, and I told him, you have no idea what you're talking about. And this is coming from a deputy that had been a deputy for over 20 years that had worked in the sheriff's office that had never worked in internal affairs. So it's pretty much at that point I realized that we have people within our own agency that don't understand how internal affairs works. Mm-hmm. And what we're supposed to do. I told him, look, there's a system of checks that end up happening. A complaint comes in. A citizen does a complaint. It comes in. Our investigators investigate it. The sergeants that are assigned to OPS. When it's done, it goes to a lieutenant. That lieutenant checks to make sure that everything's been done, that it's been thoroughly investigated. And then he sends it to the captain, which would be me. And then I look at it and I make sure that everything is done the way that it's supposed to be done, and make sure that we've asked the proper questions that need to be asked in investigating a complaint. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the chief, and then the chief will review it. And if need be, it will go to the sheriff, and the sheriff will review it. That's a lot of checks that have to happen in there for something to be swept under the rug. We as an agency would lose our integrity in that office if we had things come in there and you had that many people not doing what they were supposed to mm-hmm. do to be able to do that. So that's the system of check. When there's a general use of force that happens on patrol where a deputy uses a taser or points and presents a pistol at somebody or a weapon, a use of force package is completed. His supervisor completes that package. He then sends it to his lieutenant. Mm-hmm. His lieutenant sends it to the captain over the division and patrol division. I say patrol because that's where most of them come from anyway, just interactions with the public and calls that they end up going to. Mm-hmm. And then that comes to internal affairs, and then our investigator in internal affairs reviews it there. So we have another independent person reviewing a packet, whether it's a pursuit packet, whether it's a collision packet, or whether it's a use of force packet or something like that. There's many checks that end up happening before we sign off on that case and say, okay, this is correct. We are doing what we were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. There have been times that it's come and we've like, well, there's a policy violation that comes with that. Mm-hmm. If something comes in and it's criminal, if we observe something that's excessive force to a degree and it is criminal, we will then defer that to SLED. We will gather all the information together and we will take it and we will turn it over to SLED. Mm-hmm. So that they will have everything that they need. That's a lot. I'm probably talking too much.
Fine. You're good. All right. It's good because it's a lot of information all at once. Is there ever a situation where you bring in a third party representative to look over something?
In the system that we utilize here, mm-hmm. there are a lot of eyes that look upon it. I mean, and we end up reporting our information to the public as well. There's the area of transparency that we have as well at the end of the year, which is another function of internal affairs. So we do monthly statistics that we have that we update the sheriff on. So we'll find out, you know, we'll take count of how many complaints come in. We'll make note of the number of pursuits that we have, the number of use of force incidents that have occurred, any of that stuff. Those are compiled monthly. Mm-hmm. And then we also do yearly stats through those systems of checks. If anything is criminal, if there's any question at all, that third party sometimes could be SLED. Mm-hmm. That third party could sometimes be another agency that's around here.
Right. Yeah. Because so I know Highway Patrol, when we have like county vehicle collisions, they'll come out and respond to it just so we can make sure that there's that additional.
Right. If there's anything that looks like there could be some kind of bias or there could be something on the part of the sheriff's office, to assure there's no impropriety at all, we'll pull in an outside agency to mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah, to maintain that integrity within the office and keep that public trust too. So if a public person was to have like a complaint or a concern, what's the avenues that they take to bring that to us?
So they can do it online, Charleston County Sheriff's Office. They can go to the OPS tag mm-hmm. and there's a citizen's complaint form on there that they can fill out. with as much information as they can that they can get together. Come down here to Leeds Avenue, walk into the OD, and they can give a complaint there as well. Or sometimes if they need to speak to somebody, if it's of that nature, then we'll send an IA representative out to speak to them.
Mm-hmm. And so you've brought up OPS a couple of times. What is OPS?
OPS is Office of Professional Standards. The umbrella beneath that is internal affairs, accreditation, ticket control. So all those things kind of fall underneath me. We do audits with tickets to make sure that that's in where it's supposed to be. So we have Miss Sally, who's worked here for 40 years, I believe.
50, I think
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, well, somewhere.
It's up there.
It's
somewhere in there.
Anyway, that all kind of falls underneath it. But in most agencies, police agencies, it's internal affairs is what what everybody calls it for sure.
So for someone who would be interested in pursuing this type of field, what education do they need to go through? What certifications does one need to do what you guys do?
One of the things that we do, we write a lot of memos. So if anybody that ends up coming back there, that's one of the strong things that we look for is their ability to write. And then there's the investigative side of it as well. So we tend to pick people that like a lot of investigative background. So if they come into the sheriff's office and they go to CID, where they have investigated crimes, whether it's person's crime, people crime, whatever it is, that's usually a good background because they know they have the ability to communicate and to talk to people. Mm-hmm. I think probably one of the things that helped me out the most was working at the jail when I first got here, because you have no gun, you have no anything else. You're basically standing in there and you have to have your wits about you and to be able to talk to the residents that you're talking to. You have to be very social, I guess, at some point to be able to do the job and to do it well. So those kind of backgrounds help. One of the unique things about our office too is that people all pretty much gel pretty well. We all, you know, we look for people that have a similar serious yet fun background to them to, you know, to be in, because we work so closely together. We're probably one of the closer units within the sheriff's office, probably outside of SWAT, which I did SWAT at some point too. But
SWAT is their own thing.
That's
a completely different story. Well, if there is anything that you wanted to notify the public of or to help them understand, in a brief summary, what would that be?
Brief summary. I think one of the other things that's important for the public to know, we do utilize computers to assist us with keeping track of deputies and employees and stuff. And we actually have a flag system, an early warning system. A lot of other agencies around here use it as well, but I don't think the public is really aware of it. So if you have a deputy that's involved in something, like they're involved in a lot of multiple use of force incidents, sometimes they're just very active and it may be pursuits that end with the use of force. But there is a system out there for us to help us monitor in case somebody kind of slips through the cracks at some point. By the time all these packages get completed, they get put into a computer program that we have, and it helps us to be able to track them individually where we can pull them up. We can look and see everything that they've been involved in. If they've had different supervisors over, you know, a lengthy career, we are still able to be alerted to things that they may have done that we need to look into to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it's just another system of checks and balances that we have that I don't think the public is really aware that we have.
I didn't even know we flagged people. That's good to know. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've been flagged. I have been polygraphed, though. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to get you in there again.
Oh, no. Don't do that. It was not a fun experience. Well, thank you so much for sharing a cup of coffee and discussing some of the experiences and the things that you guys do in IA that not a lot of people know about. I didn't know a lot of it.
Actually, see, there we go.
Educating myself and the public. Yeah. So enjoy the rest of your day. I've had fun talking to you.
Thank you. Me too.
This has been The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford. Look for future episodes by following the Charleston County Sheriff's Office on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.